This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with another overview of some things that are unusual in this world. Or maybe what I'm trying to do with this program is make the unusual usual in the sixth sense sort of thinking. We have with us in the first part of the program a lady who has written a book called The Agreement. What does it mean? I guess on an individual basis and a collective basis. This is being present. I think a lot of people have come to understand and kind of acknowledge that we are an expression of the same force. In other words, sometimes we refer to it as spirit, sometimes God, sometimes the universe. What does the universe have in store for us today or for me today? I think there's no question, at least in my mind, that there is one power that's greater than all of us. And sometimes we acknowledge it properly. I mean, I don't even know what it means to acknowledge it properly. But I think that we can get into that a bit here with Rebecca Dawson, who has a remarkable new book called The Agreement. I want to grasp what the infinite, that's another term, I guess, infinite power. What's available? How is it available? How does it work? Rebecca, welcome to Your Hidden Power.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here with you.
So what is this based on, your writing? Is it based on, because you're a channeler, you have been a motivational speaker, you're over in Perth, Australia, where there is a lot of interest in this sort of thing, and you've been doing it for a number of years. So what do we not know, or what do we need to know about the universe, about spirit, about infinite intelligence, and whether we put, I put them all into the sort of same pot, do you?
I do, and you know, I mean, how long have you got to answer that question?
Take your time. Help yourself.
But look, in a nutshell, you know, the Earth and humanity as a collective is going through a massive shift. We know that. We know that there's an awakening and a change in the way that we're experiencing life. But what we don't fully appreciate, perhaps, is how the mechanics for how we exist here and how we express and how we manifest and create are a part of that change with this paradigm shift. So the agreement really talks about what the underlying natural law and system for our operation and how we can be our best actually works. And it's not the way that we might think. It's very, very different to us being so used to creating and manifesting with cause and effect.
Well, we hear from religionists that we are made in the image of God. Certain religions suggest that we are made so then we personify God as a being that looks like us, a bearded guy with a lot of hair. I mean, you know how all of the pictures of Jesus don't really represent. They represent European and white people, you know, trying to translate that Jesus was this fair-haired boy when in fact he was a dark, big, dark-skinned, big-nosed guy from the Middle East. And so but that's what we kind of can identify. But people say, well, Jesus is God's manifestation on the earth. And so then we turn it around. Is it for our convenience that we seem to want to or need to personify this power that we don't really understand?
Well, I think it's always easier to personify it as something separate to ourselves than actually acknowledge our own divinity. And I mean, you know, in that case, Jesus, of course, was a wonderful representation of divinity as a human. And I think that we're all made in that design, in that image of God, if that's the vernacular we're speaking in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what is the hallmark of the Creator? It's that. It's creating. And I think that's what we've forgotten about. And we need some remembrance for, perhaps.
You have the situation we find ourselves in here. This has been election week, and America, and the lead up to it has been filled with anger and hostility. We have other things going on like the COVID that has been completely mishandled, it seems to me, by humanity. We have the situation that exists here focusing on whose lives matter or who's more important than the next guy, that kind of stuff. We have a lot of people who are concerned about racism, you know, making comments. The Chinese are responsible for some of the maladies and a lot of the maladies we're going through. And so when you talk about them, people who are Chinese say, oh, that's a racist statement. So with all of this anger, I guess I wonder, as we are shifting, I feel the shift, frankly, and you got to go through the stem of the bottle before you get into the out, you know, get out of where we are, if that's a good analogy. So how do we do that? And is all this anger needed for the change, Rebecca?
Well, I think that anger, you know, we feel anger when we feel frustrated and separated from that which we are trying to affect or impact. And I think that so many of us who are, you know, heart-centered and compassionate are feeling angry and frustrated at this time, because we're so used to operating within a paradigm and a system whereby we extend ourselves to try to create change beyond ourselves. But there's a sense of separation in that. So this is really a question of repositioning.
Repositioning.
And then we bring ourselves back to this repositioning, right?
Yeah. So how do we get there? What is that what the agreement is about in part? And who's agreeing with what about whom or what?
Well, it is. It you know, this repositioning is central to seeing the world and our reality for what it is, and for us being, you know, aspects of God or source energy within that. If we're really acknowledging our own existence and our own importance and our own divinity, not in an ego-driven way, but in the truth of who we really are as consciousness, then what we discover that we really seek and we really want is not to change everything else that's going on around us that doesn't align with us. We actually just want to experience more of ourselves because we suddenly discovered how fantastic we can be.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start to really acknowledge your own existence, you start to create with resonance more opportunities and experiences in your life that allow you to experience even more of yourself.
How does that pair up with ego?
Well, ego is very much about how do we direct energy and focus and attention to our external reality. Very much so. Well, then we need that sense of separation and duality and distance, or Maya, some people call it the illusion of distance, to direct energy away from us, often towards a moving target or something that's being assessed or making a judgment about. And likewise, being affected by something external that we can take offense to or feel flooded by.
Mm-hmm.
And yet if we begin to think about being the center of our reality, the ego now really becomes a tool for focus. And I actually like to think about the ego when we're really sitting with our divinity as the nib of a fountain pen. And the nib of that fountain pen, we require a little pressure on it for the ink, for the good stuff to start to flow, so that we can start to create in this world.
Well, one of the things we got to do, we got to be able to recognize it. We'll talk about that in a second. The Agreement is the book written by Rebecca Dawson. This book has been written to sort of help you ease into a place that is higher maybe than where you are right now. The fact that you're listening to this program means that you're interested in consciousness, maybe awareness, it's called, preparation. There is a lot. Any of my astrological friends will tell you there are big changes coming in the next few months. So maybe this is part of the way for you to read into what is necessary to make it successfully through the shift, if you will. Your Hidden Power, Doug Steffen, with a note from Mike Lindell, who is the founder of MyPillow. MyPillow.com is his website. He's got all kinds of guarantees to help you be comfortable using his pillows, using his sheets, using his towels, using the mattresses, using the mattress toppers, you name it. And if you use the promo code DJV, you get the best deals on sheets, two for the price, two sets of sheets, not two sheets, but two sets of sheets for the price of one plus free shipping using the promo code DJV. But the one that I really like, in addition to the Giza sheets, is the sale on king size and queen size and standard size pillows. This is the time of the year when you can buy them using the DJV promo code for 2/3 off the regular price. For example, the standard queen is $25. You can buy it now. That's what they're selling for now. They normally sell for $70. That's, wow, what a savings. And remember, you get a 60-day money-back guarantee with anything and everything that you buy at MyPillow.com. So go to MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV, and you take a good shot at getting the mattress topper. This is really fabulous. There are all kinds of facts and figures you can get by reading through the information. Get a new bed for your pet. MyPillow pet beds, they're there as well. The deals are great. Go to MyPillow.com right now while you're thinking about it and stock up on these new pillows while they're so inexpensive. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
No doubt you've seen them on the roads, electric vehicles. And as the EV market share continues to rise, we asked Signature Electric's Mark Marmer about the history of the electric car.
So we have the hybrid electric vehicle. So that might have been what we remember sort of as the original Prius. It didn't plug into anything, but it had a battery in it. So you got better mileage, but there's nowhere to plug the vehicle in at all. And then came sort of the plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. So now this is a vehicle that has both some kind of gasoline engine and a battery and a place to plug in. And then you get into the straight electric vehicle. So this is a vehicle that plugs in, and that's the only way it has energy. If the battery were to run out, there's no other place for it to get energy, and it relies completely on being plugged in.
So that's like the Chevy Bolt EV or Teslas you see on the roads today. More on the benefits of electric cars tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
How do we raise kids who can survive this mad, mad world and make it better?
You know, being grateful is like armor because it keeps in mind the fact that you're not alone.
What happens when kids don't know they're loved?
I hated everything. I hated the whole world.
And how do you help kids recover when somebody hurts them?
There is a poison in the world called resentment.
I'm Carol Lloyd, and this is Like a Sponge, Great School's podcast for parents about the science of how kids flourish. This season, we take a sharp turn into the land of character, that stuff inside us that makes us strong, kind, brave, resilient, that stuff we want our kids to have an unlimited supply of before they inherit this divided nation we grown-ups have created.
Like a Sponge is distributed by PRX Radio and is available on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Moving back into the fold here, as we continue discussing the agreement with its author, Rebecca Dawson, it almost sounds trite these days, I think, Rebecca, to talk about finding your truth. There's a lot of gobbledygook and jargon that gets lost here when you're really paying attention to something that's so serious and complicated in a sense. I think it is. I mean, I accept it and I like it, but I don't tell you that I understand it, really. I don't know
to complicate things.
Say that again?
We do like to complicate things. I think sometimes even the concept of going on a journey to find yourself, I mean, in some ways, it's a little nonsensical because you're actually walking out away from yourself. Again, it's this question of repositioning. What if you're already complete where you are and you spend some time just exploring where you are?
I know. Yeah. All right. When we continue, I want to find out where you got your information. How did it all come to you? How did you get it organized? Rebecca Dawson is here, who is an expert channeler, and we get that by reading the agreement. This is Your Hidden Power. Find it every week, the podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Great deals on the hottest brands.
Staples has this year's must-have gifts for working or learning from home.
Like Apple AirPods, great for video conferences or online classes.
And now at Staples, Apple AirPods Pro are just $194. You save $55.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Get the most wonderful deals on gifts this holiday at Staples.
Ends 11/14. In-store only. Limit 2. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, determined data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter. License in all 50 states. NMLS, ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power with Rebecca Dawson, a book that I recognize as being influential and important, something that I would advise you to read. You can get it on Amazon. It's $19.95, or you can go to RebeccaDawson.net and get it there as well. We're trying, maybe I'm trying too hard to simplify things because I'm not sure that because of the depth of these concepts that we can simplify it to make ourselves comfortable. And I asked you a few minutes ago where you got your information. I know you're a channeler. Has that made it easy for you to just get this information that you write about in the agreement?
Well, it is. It is very easy and it's very simple. And I think that it's a capacity that every human has. We tend to think of channeling as bringing something from outside of ourselves in.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's that distance. I experience channeling as bringing something out. And I think it's really such a wonderful thing for people to really begin to embrace that when they really sit with their totality and don't try to extend themselves too far beyond where they are, that's magic is. That's where the gold is. If we can just really embrace the possibility that we are divine, suddenly everything's available.
It makes us very uncomfortable, though, I think, in some respects. Don't you think it does? It makes us uncomfortable sometimes to think this stuff through?
Well, I think it depends on how you think of it. If you think of it as something separate to yourself, then certainly there can be an element of discomfort there. But mm-hmm. if we see that every human is connected to cosmic source, cosmic consciousness,
mm-hmm.
that can arise through our...
Well, we're made out of it. I mean, our bodies, the business of ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we're made out of what the earth is made out of. Mother Nature doesn't only feed us, but Mother Nature is what we are, in a sense, in terms of the physical blood and body. But then... You know, we get into the part that we don't understand because we can't see it. And that's why I started doing Your Hidden Power, because I wanted people to think about things and explore things that they couldn't really see or experience in the sense of what is our traditional reality. And so I think that...
I think that's so important.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it really is. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, we underestimate how powerful it is to sit in a space of not knowing. We like to know things, but if we're willing to step into not knowing, that's the bridge to knowing. That's when we really start to understand things.
Well, but the you know, it's all brought about by the curiosity of what happens after our life experience that we know of and that we use. You and I are using our bodies and our minds and our mouths to communicate. That will go away at some point, at least in a temporal basis. And so the curiosity and what most religions are based on is what happens after this reality, because people are not comfortable in this reality. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, definitely. But perhaps we have a great opportunity as a humanity going through this time to actually start to shift the focus into actually becoming comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, people want to know why the virus and why the anger. I was talking about that earlier with you. Why is it so much is changing so fast? And I think maybe that's what you have to ask yourself. And that's what this book gives you the tools to do that, how we are shifting our experiences, and sometimes easier for some than for others. So I would advise that you take a long look, spend a night reading this book, because you're no longer, she explains how you're no longer confined to the mechanics of our the three-dimensional reality that we have. Thank you, Rebecca. Continued success. Again, this book is available on Amazon. And also get more info at RebeccaDawson.net. This is your Hidden Power.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a leaked memo to the Associated Press, U.S. Attorney General William Barr authorizes federal prosecutors to probe substantial allegations of voting irregularities. Barr continues, I authorize you to pursue substantial allegations of voting and vote tabulation irregularities prior to the certification of elections in your jurisdiction. In certain cases, as I have already done in specific instances, referring to a man in Texas being arrested after trying to cast 1,700 stolen mail-in ballots. The Attorney General on CNN.
Which is the bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter and James Baker said back in 2009 that mail-in voting is fraught with the risk of fraud and coercion.
But since then,
let me talk.
Yeah, please.
Since that time, there have been in the newspapers, in networks, academic studies saying it is open to fraud and coercion.
USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Monday night football matchup came down to the wire as the Patriots beat the winless Jets 30-27 with a late field goal. The Jets are now 0-9 for the first time in team history. Jets quarterback Joe Flacco says the team needs to move forward.
You know, we're 0-9, so we're dealing with, you know, a lot of those right now, and this is just going to be something that adds to it. I think we've done a really good job during the week throughout all of this of keeping our heads up and taking it one day at a time. So I just, you know, it's going to be the job of the coaches and a few guys on this team to make sure that we continue to have that mindset moving forward. As tough as that might be, there's 7 weeks left in the National Football League season. So if you don't come to work and ready to go, this league will make that very long and very tough for you to survive. So we have to keep our heads up and play this thing out the only way we know how.
The Jets aren't guaranteed not to lose next week. They have a bye week and won't play. SpaceX crew Dragon Resilient spacecraft and Falcon 9 rocket, stretching 215 feet long, are ready to roll out to Pad 39A at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in preparation for Saturday night's launch to the International Space Station. The famed launch pad is where Apollo 11 moon mission took off in 1969. The mission, named Crew 1, will deliver astronauts Mike Hopkins, Victor Glover, Shannon Walker, and Soichi Noguchi to the orbiting outpost for 6 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Uri Geller now joins us on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Weekly, Uri brings us into his own reality, and I was thinking about that because I know you used to do lectures on the law of reality. You've posted some videos. What's the relationship from your perspective to the law of reality versus the law of attraction, or are they both the same?
Yeah, well, first of all, you're a mind reader, and you're proving it to me over and over and over again, because I just did a lecture via Zoom, and I also do lectures via webinar, and it was exactly about the power of thought, how you can influence, inspire, and motivate people who are far away from you via Zoom or any other source of TV, computer, etc., when they see you. I totally believe that you can actually influence people also through that invisible spiritual thread that is unseen, but because we are all connected to each other with that invisible spiritual thread, you can also pass a message through that passage, and that influences people tremendously. You know, they say that some of the leaders of the world, beside using their charisma, their energy, their power, they also use that inner telepathical energy that they have, because they can actually control that pattern of thought and inject it into the thought waves of individuals that are listening to that person.
How do you think they do that? How does that work?
Well, listen. Look, Doug, about 45 years ago, the CIA tested my abilities. And 2 years ago, and this is on the official CIA website, they came up with this endorsement, and I'm flattered. They said, as a result of Geller's success in this experimental period, we consider that he has demonstrated his paranormal perceptual ability in a convincing and unambiguous manner.
You know, this you're talking about synchronicity. I just looked at that.
What?
So you and I just as like 13 seconds before you said that, I'm nosing around on UriGeller.com, and I see that, and I've never seen that before. I haven't paid attention to it, but it screamed out at me when I looked at it posted on your. Well, I've never paid attention to that.
That is bizarre. Now, and I don't usually say, I don't bring up that CIA endorsement. But Dougie, if you will allow me for the few seconds that we still
go ahead.
Left,
yep.
I do want to promote my latest book.
Yes.
And it is available on
book.
Amazon. It's called Uri Geller, Learn to Douse. And I say on the cover of the book, a very powerful statement, use the world's most powerful search engine, your intuition. Now, Doug, to those who don't know what dowsing is, well, dowsing is a type of divination, you know. It's employed in the attempts to locate, you know, ground, water, buried metals, treasures, gemstones. I discovered oil via dowsing to one of the largest oil companies in the world called Pemex. It's the Mexican National Oil Company. And the discovery was so big that the president, López Portillo, was so impressed that he actually honored me in becoming a Mexican citizen. I actually have a Mexican passport. And a lot of people don't know, but... you know, for instance, you don't know this, but the United States Marines use dowsing to attempt to locate weapons and tunnels. And this is as late as 1986. So dowsing is an amazing trait, amazing ability. We'll talk about it next time. I'll teach people how to douse.
All right, let's do that. Uri Geller, check out all of his books at urigeller.com. Moving along on your hidden power, let's focus on your health. It's fall. Time, if you'll pardon the pun, to fall into your health. There's a huge sale going on right now at toploss.com so that you can take advantage of the benefits of losing weight the safe way, the efficient way, the proven way. The folks they have consultation, by the way, available. You can go to toploss.com, find your own consultant, have that person follow you through the trials and tribulations, through your efforts to lose weight. Nobody else does the weight loss thing the way they do at Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. You can buy capsules or liquid. And right now, you got a 90-day supply of either the liquid or the capsules you can get at the regular price. And you get free 90-day supply of that same or different products that they have. You can see outlined, like the Belly Buster. All the products that they have are all natural, no drugs, no stimulants, but they're aimed to have you feel better, be better, look better. It's all about being your best self. So go to toploss.com, take the advice of the 86% of the people that have gone on the program, actually used it, and went through their weight loss journey with success. So let's go. Let the journey begin. Go to toploss.com. On checkout, use the DJV code. You don't have to pay anything for shipping, and you get these buy three, get three free deals. No matter what the circumstance with you and your family, get on Calitrin. You'll enjoy the success. Toploss.com. On checkout, use DJV.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sale alert at Banana Republic Factory. Take up to 75% off everything, plus an extra 40% off. Save on comfy faves like cozy sweaters, soft hoodies, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. The Friends and Family event's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 50% off everything right now. Plus, shop new doorbusters, including our Gap logo crew neck sweatshirt from $20. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com now through November 12th.
Moving back into the zone here on Your Hidden Power, I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Mary O'Malley, who is known as your psychic scout. She's working, as we all are, I think. One of the things energetically that I'd like to talk about between now and the end of the year, especially, thinking about the results of the election, who's in power, You're in power. Mary would be the first to tell you, and I can't wait for more people to get that message, Mary, that it's not about me. We follow these people like they're the Pied Piper, and why we get so engrossed in who they are and what they do. And I mean, I've never seen in my life, I've been through a lot of elections, and I've never seen the mania directed toward either of the two candidates, especially given the fact that neither one of them is very special.
I agree.
It's amazing. People are thirsting. They're looking for something to grab onto. And after all, on a very individual, personal basis, that's why they call you, because they want to know where they fit. And my guess is the people who don't know where they fit look for other things to identify themselves with, and people as well. What do you think? Is that how the mind works?
I think so. There's not a lot of distractions right now, so people are looking for distractions. And, but the only thing we have control over, we can vote, we can do all those things, but ultimately we only have control over what's right in front of us.
Right.
Our own lives.
Our family, our lives. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it really is, what does it say about the mind then? That's what that's the realm you're working in. What is it that why do they need to be dependent on somebody else? Why you bring people back to a focus on themselves when they have a psychic scout connection with you, right?
Right. I would say mostly because they're not trained to be empowered, from being a little kid.
We've given away our power to devices, much as anything else.
To devices, to, people, our bosses, our teachers, our parents. And so we've kind of been conditioned for that, and especially in our society. So it's just a matter of relearning, you know, being reconditioned and just opening that perspective for people.
So
that's basically what I do.
Yeah, I know. And well, what form, though, does it take in terms of getting people to understand? One of the things we've been talking about this week is that how we envision spirit or ultimate intelligence or universe or God or whatever it is, how does that come? And that's, you know, kind of where I am with all this. And that's really what the message is behind the program, that, mm-hmm. you know, there is that hidden power you have. You just need to find a switch and turn it on. It's not that difficult. It depends on experiences. A lot of people won't do that unless they're really challenged, right? They have a life event that makes them think we got to go beyond this creation to something else.
Yeah, often that's the case, especially as we get older, you know, and we get kind of set in our ways. But and it's not a separate thing, you know, us and our connection to the universe or God or the soul space, you know, they're not separate things. But in our society, we tend to treat them as separate things.
Mm-hmm.
So awakening that and just getting the acknowledgement that, oh, yeah, sometimes I just know stuff, you know.
I mean, I think that's – let me stop you there for a second. Because when people talk to you as a coach or whatever, they want to know now, especially after this year with the virus – and election, Black Lives, whatever else, there's an asteroid that's going to hit us. Who knows what? Okay, so we get beyond that and look into the future. Can you give people a solid connection through spirit to what the future is like for them?
I don't think it really works that way because, you know, we have free will. So yep. We can take a look at what would the future look like right now. And if the person doesn't like what they see, they can change their mind about the path they're on and change it immediately. So I can help them get a glimpse of what the future looks like at this very moment. Mm-hmm. But literally that could change within 5 minutes. You know, they don't like what they see. They decide to do something differently and boom, it changes that quickly. So that's why it's hard for psychics. You know, everybody expects us to tell the future and it doesn't exactly work that way. So, but, and in that, people, you know, when they see that, they learn that they really do have some control, they do have some free will, and, you know, they can make things change on their own. And that's self-empowerment. You know, mm-hmm. that's saying, well, hey, I don't really like that outcome that I'm moving towards. So what can I do differently? And then
All right.
That's your connection to the universe.
Got it. You're beginning a monthly online seminar series. How's that going to work? Personal power underscored.
Yeah, it's. I hope it's going to be a lot of fun. It's very teaching a lot of the tools that I picked up along the way and mm-hmm. Things that you can do to make yourself feel differently in any given moment. Things that you can do for self-healing that don't take much time and they're not very difficult. I want each class to be very experiential.
Right.
Yeah,
All
so
right.
they'll be learning some really good tools.
We sign up at maryomaley.com/make appointments, or we go to psychicscout.com or both of those things, yes?
Right. They all okay. go to the same spot.
Go to the same spot. All right. Check it on out. Mary O'Malley, who's with us from Your Psychic Spout. She is Psychic Spout. Good, Doug. yourpsychicscout.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit GreenMeadowWay.com. GreenMeadowWay.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally in this portion of the program, we would have an astrologer give us a reading. That's an interesting word and in how it applies to psychic experiences and astrology. May I give you a reading is what somebody like Laura Banks would say. She is under the weather this week, so I decided that I would bring you a couple of items from the food for thought department based on my own experience. I started believing in the benefits of astrology, getting astrology readings, checking my chart. I don't claim to understand it because I don't understand it. I understand that it's helpful and worthwhile. You may have heard me say any number of times on this program and others that I do, because I do five programs altogether every week, including the daily DJV program. I've had my two cohorts, their charts done. Not because it's a decision to fire them or hire them. No. Using astrology for me in a very practical way has helped me deal with lovers, helped me deal with the people that I work with, helped me deal with people that I'm associated one way or another. I want to know as much as I can about people that I'm close to. And so in that way, it helps me navigate the waters. And I would suggest that's what I advise to people who say, well, why do you use astrology? What are the benefits of astrology? And I just gave you two. It helps a great deal in understanding, for me anyway, not how, not why to do something, but how to do something with someone that you care about or that you need in your organization. How do you get the best out of them? So that's one aspect of it. It's a very personal thing. People read their horoscopes every day and they think there's something to it. That's kind of nonsensical. It's just entertainment, and that's what they say, right? Above the column, this is for entertainment purposes only, and sometimes there's a little something there that you can identify with. But I will tell you, in my experience, it's much more important, much more powerful, much more realistic and relative to you if you get all three things that are a part of having a good astrological reading. That is, understanding your birth sign is one, where your moon is two. So it's your sun sign, moon sign, and also, there's a third read there that comes from understanding the time of day that you were born. All right, so it's important to put them all together because then they give you a fuller picture. And then there's Eastern astrology versus Western astrology, because the Western astrologers have the, you know, the months and how they're tied into the astrological calendar are different than the Eastern calendar, which is usually a month behind the Western calendar. So, like, I'm a Scorpio, my birth sign is Scorpio. That is in the Eastern, I'm sorry, in the Western tradition. In the Eastern tradition, I'm a Libran. So it's not the same dates, it's not clean, but it just is different. So you find sometimes people who say, well, do I want to get the Chinese or the Asian version of my horoscope, or do I want to get the Western version? They all have been subject to change. They all started pretty much the same way. Actually, astrology started as what is astronomy today. Astrology was the study of the stars. And from that somehow, I mean, I find it fascinating, frankly, that someone that is, if you have a good astrologer, I found this time after time after time, that they were so right on when it came to describing whether, again, it's a love issue, a love person in my life, or somebody that works with me. I have a group of five partners that work with me on a project that I'm doing on my farm, and I had them all analyzed, if you will, and it was amazing how sharp the reading was on all of them. And what I had it done for is because I wanted to understand these people better and work with them so that they get the best out of me and I get the best out of them. And that's a really strong, I think any good manager, there are a lot of people who want to get their signs, they want to get their astrological sign analyzed, or they want to get their chart analyzed, and that's for them. And that's good to understand who you are, what's going on, or it's sometimes just good for entertainment. Yep, that's me. Yep, that's me. But more importantly, using it as a tool to help you make your life better and to help, I mean, you get a better understanding of you and maybe what things need to change as far as analyzing your own charts. But the idea of having it to help you work with people. I know a guy who's a coach of a football team that has all of the, he has full charts on all his players to learn how to get the best out of them. It's nothing but a great tool. And so I pass it along, the information, as accurately as I can, because I found it to be a great tool, better than a lot of other tools available. Astrology, get your own astrology reading. That's a suggestion I have. Doug Steffen here on Your Hidden Power.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.